This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. It is 4 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning, the 15th day of September. I'm Terry Toad, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show on WSMI AM 1540. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. And we're pleased to be joined in studio by a couple of good friends of ours, Mr. Dave Yokish. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you. Where's Uncle Ralph?
Ralph. Well, we have to give Uncle Ralph a day off once in a while, you know.
And that's good.
That's how that works, and he takes advantage of it.
Good so, for him.
Good for him. And Will Winkleblack, who has been with the Will Black Orchestra for many, many moons and has entertained thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people over the years, has joined us in studio. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Well, we need to take care of a little business. Our program, as I mentioned, brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to Chad in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Morning Talk Show here on WSMI AM 1540. And David, we'll start with you this morning, my friend. This is a busy, busy week for you. And, of course, the Macoupin County Historical Society's Fall Festival coming up this weekend. And wow, that's wild and crazy and all sorts of things going on.
Actually, when I think of the festival, I think of not wild and crazy, but relaxed and enjoyable. If you've ever been on the festival grounds, there's something about stately trees with grass mown underneath that just kind of calms the soul, kind of look like looking at the ocean. So I always look forward to it. It looks like the weatherman's going to cooperate with us, and so we're looking forward to a fantastic Saturday and Sunday at Carlinville at the Macoupin County Festival. One of the great things is free parking, free admissions to the grounds. The school district is very cooperative in providing a huge parking area very close to the entrance to the grounds, so that makes it very nice for people that are coming. We have over 100, I think the count right now is 104 craft people coming in. And if you've been to that festival, you have some real quality homemade crafts. It's not like going to a penny sale. It's just some wonderful crafts that you can look through. The antique tractors this fall are featuring Minneapolis Moline and Alice Chalmers. I might plug a year ahead of time. Next year is going to be the second edition of the John Deere antique tractor. That was quite a display several years ago. And P.J. Rosentrader, that kind of organizes that, says that he's got many more people that are interested in coming for next year. So that's always a real drawer. We have horse-drawn machinery, a print shop with a printer, old-time printer that actually works. A saw where people, if they call and arrange ahead of time, can actually have their lumber sawed. Lots of antique machinery. They left some of the cornfield unharvested. They'll be using antique machinery to harvest the corn. So, guys, what a perfect situation. Leave your wives off at the craft part. You go over and watch the different old-time demonstrations, and then both of you meet at the Red Barn for some wonderful homemade food, including chicken and noodles.
Now, the Historical Society's been putting this on for how long, Dave? It's...
You got me here. I'm going to guess.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. One of the ways I try to honor that and on the entertainment side each spring is try to bring in bluegrass music, because originally when they had the first festival, it featured bluegrass music. So I try to do that once a year, but then I also try to provide in the fall a variety of music, which we're doing this year, featuring Will Black Orchestra on Saturday with the big band sound. Brings back great memories. Will doesn't know that I almost became a trombone player as a big band player. When I was a junior in high school, our dance band played at a high school dance band contest. The best musician picked was to get a free summer camp under Stan Kenton at Indiana University. And I got picked. Played Tommy Dorsey's theme. Got picked. They came to give me the scholarship to go to the camp and found out I was only a junior. And they were going to give it to seniors. And back then in the 60s, you really didn't make a commitment to college until you were sometimes a senior or the summer following. So that's how close I might have come. Instead, I enjoy teaching and coaching. So much for that sidelight. Anybody awake out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, Illinois people, slow down, because if you get caught speeding today, you're probably going to pay triple digits. So when you come to the festival, watch your speedometer.
Yes.
And all you landowners out there, farm landowners, probably paying estimated income tax, and today's your third payment due if you haven't paid it. And with that...
Well, you're just so full of good news today, aren't you, Dave?
With that fun news, Sunday, we're going to feature, again, as more variety, a four-person quartet a cappella group called Solid Ground. They're a barbershop group, but one of their specialties is barbershop renditions of gospel music. And that may sound like a strange mix, but I'm going to cue Terry here to go ahead and start the CD, and here's a little demonstration of some of their music.
When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry.
And there's Precious Lord done in a definite barbershop styling. Here's some Beach Boys.
Tell my secrets to in my room. In my room, in my room. In this world I lock out all my worries and my cares. In my room.
And as I mentioned, they are barbershop in styling, and here's a classic barbershop rendition of Mary Lou.
I said, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I'm in love with Mary Lou.
Mary Lou,
we'd never part.
We'd never part.
So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart.
So your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
Thought about a moonlit night, arms about you good and tight. That's all I need to see for me.
And again, that group is called Solid Ground, four-men quartet. One of the gentlemen's from Pleasant Plains, another one from New Berlin, and the other two are brothers from the Decatur area. And got together. They'll be performing three sets from 12:30 to 3:30 on Sunday. Two of the sets will be the gospel renditions, and one of the middle set will be devoted to strictly barbershop. So I'm really looking forward to that group.
That sounds terrific. And of course, no admission to get in on the grounds at the Historical Society grounds at Carlinville. So that's really a terrific thing to get people in. And It seems to me, Dave, that more and more of these types of festivals are fading away, which only enhances the strength, I think, of the Macoupin County Historical Society's festival.
I think we've been able to exist because of the strength of the crafts that show up. We have a reputation amongst the craftspeople that we will bring a good walk-through crowd. Part of that is free admission. Part of it is the crowd knows the reputation of the crafts, and vice versa, the craft people know there's going to be a lot of people come by.
So, off to a different subject just real quick, are you still performing?
I've taken a year's sabbatical.
Okay.
Mainly because what I want to do this winter, if all things work out right, is work on some cowboy-style music where I have my own background, of my own vocal background and instrumental background. So that's going to take a while to put all of that together. But sometimes I look to have fun things to do during in the winter, and that's what I'm going to be up to.
And with all the computer and the electronics, you can do that now.
Well, that's yes, terrific. This tape, I happened to record Solid Ground when they were performing at our church and went home and edited it. And it's not 100%, but it's workable.
It's pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Dave, thank you very much. Let's talk with Mr. Winkleblack over here. Will, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good this morning.
It's good
a beautiful morning, so you got to do good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's all in the mind, isn't it?
Keep
yourself going and keep yourself in a positive frame of mind.
Exactly.
Well, you've been performing for a long time. What interested you about music when you were younger? What was the hook that got you into that?
Well, years and years ago, when I was in my seventh or eighth grade, I got into the school band in Mount Olive. And then we moved to Gillespie, and I got into Gillespie school band, and then that was disbanded, and music kind of fell by the wayside for a while. And then I went to service, and when I come back from service, I farmed a group, and I've had a group ever since 1949.
Wow.
So it's been anywhere from three pieces to four pieces to up to seven and eight, and one time I did have a nine-piece group.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been many a years back through all the fine times that we've had, but this group I got now is probably the best musical group that I've ever put together.
Well, let's mention the names of the people that are in your group.
Well,
now
we start off first. I have a drummer by the name of Gary Niehaus from Springfield, Illinois. Very fine drummer. He's retired. He's a retired music director. All these guys are retired music directors. We're all retired. All retired but two. And then I on sax, tenor sax, clarinet, and flute, I've got Gary Moore. He's a retired music director from Nokomis, Illinois. Right. Still lives in Nokomis. Mm-hmm. He's originally from the Metropolis area. And he played a lot on the road with the old left-hander from Paducah and that band. And then on trumpet, I use Roger
Malding?
Malding, that's it. Roger Malding.
Yes, sir.
I think he's coming back from Alaska today. He's up there on a trip. So
going to have to thaw those lips out for him.
That's right. And on piano, I use Terry Mosser. Terry and I have been playing together ever since he was a junior in high school.
Wow.
And Terry, it was a natural-born musician. That's all there is to it.
So do you consider yourself a natural-born musician, or was this something that you had to acquire?
I acquired it. And then for vocalists, we use Terry's wife, Eleanor.
Eleanor, who's just
Eleanor
a doll.
Monster. Fantastic.
Fantastic lady.
Fantastic lady.
Yeah.
So, and then myself, I play the electric bass.
That's
so
interesting.
And then once we use a trombone player every once in a while, too. We put a trombone. When the money is there, we put more musicians to work. When the money isn't there, we have less musicians. And that's the name of the game today.
Well, you know, you have to cover the cost, and you do it obviously not to get rich.
No.
But you have to cover your costs.
Cover our costs, that's cover right. our expenses, and have a little fun.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing this Saturday or Sunday? What is it? Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
11:30 to 3:30.
Not 1:30, but 3:30.
Not 1:30, but 3:30.
Okay.
11:30 to 3:30.
Okay.
This Saturday at the Historical
Society. And this is big band music?
It's that style of music, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. We play all the old standards, the old dance tunes, yeah. the old show tunes. We put it all together.
You might remember Jim Skeetis that worked here for years and had the sounds of the big bands on Sunday afternoons.
Yes, I do.
Jim was a dear friend and a colleague, and I thought he probably had one of the best big band shows in the country.
Yes, he did.
He was terrific, and he was yeah. knowledgeable, and he you know. I can still remember his notes he would have for every week of the year. It was absolutely amazing. Oh. So, mm-hmm. what sort of requests do you get for the big band era? Do you take requests from the audience, or do people shout things out?
Yes, we do take requests from the audience, and we usually can fill most of those requests. There's very few that we can't fill.
And then the neat thing about that music is it's so timeless, because even now, once in a while, you'll hear a big band tune that's redone by a popular artist. And
that's
people
right.
don't, the younger generation doesn't realize it, but it's a big band tune.
That's right.
It's great music.
Yeah, it's all the old standards, mm-hmm. some of the Miller tunes. Of course, mm-hmm. we don't get the Miller sound because we don't have that many musicians. But we try to do our best with
You come
what
up
we
a
got.
Little short on the orchestra numbers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how many he had in his orchestra, but it was a bunch.
It was a bunch.
It was a
bunch is right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All sections were full.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not. We're using leads for the sections.
Well,
that's the way it works.
Let's talk about some of the interesting, perhaps, characters you've met or worked for or encountered along the way. Do you have an interesting story maybe you could share with us about a performance one night, and maybe you met somebody that was kind of interesting or off the wall a little bit? I mean,
well, we've had some off the wall situations which you're bound to run into.
Sure.
Yeah, boy, there's something that comes real clear in my mind.
I kind of put you on the spot here.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to do that, but this is really part of what makes doing these gigs interesting, because you never know what's going to come up.
That's right. We never know what's going to happen or what comes up. So somebody will come up and request a tune. They said, "Do you know it?" "Oh, I don't know it." "Do you know it?" "No, I don't." "Hey, I know it."
Wow. So now
we get a start and away we go.
This performance on Saturday is going to be pretty much the big band music, the dance music, the swing era music.
Dance music, swing music, the show tunes, some show tunes.
Yeah.
Because Eleanor does a lot of show tunes.
Oh, yeah. She we've had her on the program a couple of times, and she's performed once and
yes.
Can belt it out.
That's right. She can belt it out.
She can
she's
really
got a good
it
voice.
Out.
She can belt it out.
Yes,
yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
But that's not the only type of music you do.
No, we do polkas. Mm-hmm. We do some country. Very little rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though. We've got a job coming up at Blackburn College next month in October. Mm-hmm. This will be the fourth year we've played that job. And a lot of college kids. But you know, in all the years we play, we have not had one request for a rock tune from from our crowd.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The kids love the Latin stuff up there. They really like the mm-hmm. Latin music. Mm-hmm. And I know one year we played almost 3 hours of Latin music. So whatever they want, that's what we give them.
Well,
that's what pays the bill.
There you go. That's what pays the bill. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. People say, "Why do you do what you do on the radio?" And I say, "Well, this is what brings listeners in, and we can sell advertising to our advertisers so we can deliver on the listenership."
Exactly, you know? Right.
So that's what we do. Yes, David.
I'm going to plug your Blackburn gig a little more, and I'm not sure what the date is.
23rd of
okay. October. There's lots of folks out there that love ballroom dancing, but finding a place to ballroom dance is hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great opportunity, and I know Blackburn teaches ballroom dancing to a class, and some of the people that are there enjoying the Will Black Orchestra are from that class. But I wanted to note to you folks that find it difficult to find a place. Here's an opportunity at Blackburn on October 23rd.
So, Will, what facility are they going to be in?
We're going to be in the DiMuzio Center.
Okay, the new DiMuzio
Center.
That's
where we've been the last, this will be the third year in the DiMuzio Center.
Nice, big open space, and you can dance to your heart's delight there.
That's right.
That's great. What's your favorite kind of music? I mean, you take requests from everybody, but do you have a favorite kind of music?
Yeah, I like a lot of Dixieland.
Mm-hmm.
And we play a lot of, almost everything we play has got a good Dixie beat, a good danceable beat, a good two beat. That's, you can really feel the rhythm.
And I suppose that's because people don't want to be put to sleep in their...
That's right.
During the performance. I mean, you want something kind of perky and...
It's very nice. We play at a lot of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we just had a gig Monday afternoon over here at Litchfield at the Heritage. And it's funny to see these people sitting in their wheelchairs and everything, but their fingers are tapping or their toes are moving or something. Something's moving all the time. They enjoy the music.
I bet once in a while one will stand up and start
dancing. Come up with some good requests, too.
Yeah. What's the most bizarre request you ever had?
Oh, now you put me on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some... Well, we played we played a whole set of tunes, and it was for a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, now we've got a captive audience. We've been doing what we want to do. Mm-hmm. What would you like to hear? And some little lady raised her hand. She says, can you play... I've lost the tune. I says, "Why, sure, we can do that." Sure. The way we went with it, that's the way it go sometimes.
So if we ended up playing Stump the Band, we probably couldn't stump you.
It's very possible, but I doubt it.
Yeah,
because these guys are old musicians. Mm-hmm. They're all well qualified musicians.
An interesting thing with musicians and people who have taught music for years is that within the framework of the music, they're able to do their own little variations.
That's
aren't
right.
They?
Yeah.
And they can, and even though you may have the same basic performance, there's still a little bit of difference perhaps from night to night.
That's right. You never play the same tune the same way twice.
Uh-huh.
It's a little variation in there. That's what we call ad-libbing.
There you go. Winging it.
That's it. Winging it.
That's right. So how many dates a year do you play nowadays?
Oh, we don't play every weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could take every weekend anymore. But we'll play two to three times a month.
Okay.
Someplace,
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But ballroom dancing is hard to find a place to go to.
Yeah.
And our style of music is mostly dialed for dancing. And the people that like our kind of music, let's face it, we're all getting older.
Well,
and we're getting fewer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we keep plugging away.
Sure.
And we come out with different things.
Again, though, the big band music is a timeless type of
That's
music.
Right.
It
yeah.
really is.
It's... Yeah, we've got some dates coming up next year over here at the Palladium Ballroom over in Pena.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start over there next year.
Oh, great.
That's on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah. That'll bring the people in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, David.
Will said that he was getting older, but I'm not sure about that. We had Will and his orchestra for our 40th anniversary celebration, and I know what it takes to set up equipment, because in our group, I bring it all in, mm-hmm. and I set it all up. Well, I knew that Will started in 1949. So I'm not going to ask him his age, but you folks do the math. Here he comes in his van to set up for our celebration, and he's doing it all. And I've been there and done that, and I know how physically taxing it is just to get it all set up and ready to go. And, boy, did I get my eyes open.
Yeah, yeah. And unbeknownst to people, even though you may have set up the equipment 1,000 times, somewhere along the line, you've got a short, you've got something that's not connected.
That's right.
And you have 5 minutes to figure out what went wrong.
What's wrong, what and there? Why this isn't working, why that speaker isn't working.
Absolutely.
And how come his mic isn't going?
and somebody with your experience probably has a two or three places to look right off the bat. Yeah. This kind of comes with age and doing these things.
It does. It comes with experience.
Sure, sure. But that never gets you flustered. People don't even know about
no,
it, do they?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
You never let on what the problems are. You just keep going right along ahead, and away you go. So.
Well, when you show up to a place, and I think everybody, and I mean everybody, whether you're a professional athlete, whether you're a radio announcer, whether you're a teacher, whether you're, you know, work at a clerk at a store, there are days you just don't feel 100% and maybe not quite as perky and into it as you are other days. And I think probably those of you who are in a musical type situation may have come across that situation. But once the performance starts, it's gone.
That's right. It's gone.
That's what I always loved about Russ Pence when we used to have Russell on the program. That man was never in a bad mood. Never. Even if you were the grumpiest person around that day, Russ would come in, and by golly, it was a good day because you got to sit there with Russell, and he just rubbed shoulders with you, and all that sunshine would rub off.
And I'm going to speak on behalf of the radio listeners that are listening right now. I'm one of, I'll bet, many, many people that if they're down in the dumps a little bit, all they have to do is turn on WSMI and listen to Terry because he is always upbeat.
Always up.
I listen to you and I go, wow, I wish I could be like that.
I have the good fortune of working at a vocation that I love and something that I wanted to do from the time I was in grade school. Not many people have that opportunity. So I've been very, very fortunate. So, and now I'm getting an opportunity, just to kind of digress a bit, to talk with some of our past employees because here on AM 1540, we'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary in November. WSMI-FM 106 has been on the air for 50 years. So we're going to be talking with some former employees and passing along some of those interviews here in the next, probably 6 to 8 weeks. And we're putting together some of that stuff. So it's kind of neat.
It sure is.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much. Time has just absolutely flown by.
It has.
And
I don't know whether I mentioned, we're playing for the Bunnell. Fall Festival the following Saturday.
That's right, on the 25th.
Yeah, we opened that up.
We saw Mickey in here a while ago.
Yeah, Mickey was just here a minute ago.
And we want to make sure and plug that. We'll be broadcasting from there between 10 and noon on WSMI-FM that morning. What time are you playing at the Fall Festival?
9:45 to 11.
All right, you're going to be right in primetime radio, primetime, Will.
That's right.
All right, buddy.
So, we're looking forward to see everybody at the Historical Society.
This weekend.
This coming Saturday.
As we like to say, be there or be square.
That's correct.
Will Winkleblack, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dave Jokic, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, you're always welcome to come visit us again anytime. And that's it for the morning talk show here on AM 1540, brought to you today by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. For Uncle Ralph, who'll be back with us again next week, I'm Terry Tote. Please stick around. The man, the myth, and the legend, yes, Earl Sarles, coming up next with that opening market report here on WSMI AM 1540, the station you can count on.